Blog Talk Radio.
To get something you never had, to bring balance to your life, to change your interactions, to be re-energized mentally, to have a positive influence on your daily choices. Bring back the hippie in that sweet surprise of life. Be able to relate to your own, a baby boomer generation, a generation that's dreaming, a baby boomer generation, a generation that's with a youthful spirit, maintaining an energetic mental state at all times, always moving, always focus on the journey. This is your time. This is your moment. This is your show, My Soul, Redefining Aging Lifestyle. And let's get it, BBGs.
Yeah.
Well, that was New Day by George Benson. We welcome each and one of you, every one of you. Today is March 12, 2015, and you are listening to My Soul, where we are redefining aging and lifestyles. My name is Frieza Poet, and we are the Baby Boomer Generation, otherwise known as BBG. Again, we are aging to live, so hear us roar. Again, today is March 12, 2015, and I'd like to give a huge shout-out to my mom. Today is her birthday. God bless her soul. She passed and left us in 1971. But this month, we will focus on the things of spring. Most of us are tired of the snow, the freezing temperatures, and the shut-in of having inclement weather. But old man winter did his thing across the nation, especially on the East Coast. Feel free to contact me at any time via 347-637-3466, or you can reach me at Twitter. My handle is at BoomerFree, or at www.blogtalkradio.com/mysoul, where you may also find my website information on the right-hand side in the upper right-hand corner right under the tag. And again, you can reach me on the show at 347-637-3466. This is Free, your host. On the menu this evening, we have chicken breast stuffed with red peppers, red onions, mozzarella cheese, and asparagus paired with a glass of Shiraz wine. This month our focus is spring, cozy and fit. When it is spring in the Northern Hemisphere, it will be autumn in the Southern Hemisphere. At the spring equinox, the days are approximately 12 hours long, with day length increasing as the season progresses. Now, spring is a time to see flowers bloom, the cherry tree blossoms. Spring and springtime refer to the season, but also to ideas of rebirth, rejuvenation, renewal, resurrection, and regrowth. So what are you rebirthing, rejuvenating, or resurrecting in your lifestyle? How has life changed for you, or have your life experiences impact your thinking in this, the third act of your life? For yours truly, I found that some old habits, some characteristics, and some people had to change in my lifestyle and choices. I still like dancing every so often, but figuratively, I dance all the time. I still like to cook a gourmet meal, even if it's just for me. And now that spring is here, those same emotions are resurfacing. The drive to be outside gardening, the motivation to go out dancing, the need to relax with candles outside on the patio and a glass of wine. What is missing? Is the missing element companionship? Is it family and friends? Is this the third act of life? In this, the third act of life, we in the aging community have experienced significant lifestyle changes of death, not just of our spouses, but best friends, our confidants, changes in financial status based on retirement, and for some, a change in location or living arrangements. So how do we handle this impact to our daily living? Well, tonight I'd like to offer some ways to begin anew in interacting with life. So let's begin. You want to really relax and do something productive, inspiring, and enjoyable all at the same time? Try square foot gardening. This will get you outside and feeling good. Join the Home Depot Gardening Club. Then, maybe you like discovering family history. This is an interesting hobby. When you have the time, it has become very popular. Many web resources include genealogy.com and ancestry.com. Can help you with that. And they do have tutorials as well. Another one, we all know about Barnes & Noble's, Borders, and Amazon, but you have got to try out the paperbackswap.com, paperbackswap.com, an online book club to swap books. It works great, and you'll save money and clear up some of that space on your bookshelf. And then take your time and stop and smell the roses, as they say, learn to meditate. More and more people are learning the value of meditation. I've been meditating for years, and I'm not as consistent as I used to be, but, you know, I'm getting back. I'm finding that I need to get back into it and form a close tie and relationship with my inner spirit and my higher spirit. unable to get out, for those of you that like socializing with others online, maybe, games. There are games for online enthusiasts to play, how to play bridge, oakbridge.com, okbridge.com. okbridge.com is one. And then you have another one called itsyourturn.com. Or you can play online chess, online backgammon, online checkers, or you can play Jumbo, which is a word game, of course, Battleship, Othello, Connect, the Internet Chess Club, which is ICC, and that is the longest running, most popular, and the best place to play chess online. Now, also, you can visit local or national parks. Great activity for camping, picnics, and enjoying nature. And speaking of parks, I do that often, especially during the day while the world is at work. I'll go to the park and kind of hang out. And during the, especially this time of the year, spring and summer, I go there and I work out, you know, walk around the track. And normally, most parks, they have a park because a lot of people, you know, tend to do that workout at the park. And so that's what I do as well. And so I'm looking forward to my time in the park again this year because I've been in the house a lot due to the inclement weather, as the rest of you have been. And then museums. Go to a museum, a gallery, or an exhibit, a film festival, a theatrical production, a classical concert, or even just a jazz concert, or whatever your fancy is. It could be at an R&B or a country western concert. But check your local museum in your local area for special exhibitions. Check what's happening or schedule events in your community, paper or online. Just type in local event, schedule of events, and normally they'll have something that, you know, a lot of times they have a lot of activities that are for free and include outdoor concerts or sometimes ticketed shows and plays. But maybe consider membership, for instance, in one of the community, the annual one of the community galleries or museums. For instance, in my area, the annual membership is $55 a year, but it will permit you some perks for joining. For instance, special exhibitions that come in, you'll get an opportunity to see them first, and it usually includes some sort of party with it, with hors d'oeuvres and wine or whatever your choice is. And so it's quite an investment, I believe, anyway. And then, of course, take a dance class, a cooking class, or even an investment class. Community or recreation concerts often offer classes, sometimes for free, or a nominal fee for seniors. So that's something that you can check into to make sure that to see if there's an opportunity there for you. I know that I enjoy dancing, and so any opportunity I can get when I can, I do. And it's great exercise as well. And, of course, as I always say, keep moving. And then therapeutic massage. Try a massage to get relaxed. You've been in the house all winter. You've been, you know, taking care of whatever you take care of, or maybe just laying around because you suffer from SADS, which is the seasonal disorder, you know, the lack of sunlight constantly hitting us and so, but because of the snow and the cloudy weather and the rain and whatever goes on. But, you know, take that opportunity maybe to go get a massage. A Swedish massage is a light pressure and relaxing massage. And this type of massage just requires a gentle touch, and it takes you to a new level of stress reduction. And then you have the deep tissue massage, which flushes the toxins from your body, and it enhances your immune system by increasing the production of T cells. It also helps to decrease chronic muscle pain. It is a large part of injury rehabilitation and reduces inflammation-related pain caused by arthritis and tendonitis. It is generally integrated with other massage techniques. So you can also look into a hot stone massage, in which where they use 15 to 30 smooth basal stones or river rocks or heated to 125 degrees or less, and combined with Swedish or deep tissue massage for maximum relaxation. As a result of incorporating these hot stones with your massage, you would experience an enhanced release of toxins and a deeper sense of relaxation. So you might want to try reading the book The Power by Rhonda Byrne to show you the way to an amazing positive life. I, for instance, I have read her book, as well as I've been, last year I was actively, towards the end of the year actually, I think November was the last time I had a massage, and I was getting them like every once a month. It was my treat. And so now that the weather's breaking, I think I will continue and go back to that, because it just helps you to totally relax. And hopefully you can find someone that's good and make them, just like your doctor, you know, make sure your massage therapist is a fit for you. And Rhonda Byrne's book, The Power, it very positive affirmations daily that you can use in your day-to-day walk to help you to stay focused and keep your eye on the prize, which is you. And then lastly, we have the Boomers Meetup Groups. Those meetup groups are usually local groups which get together to meet up for camaraderie and participate in whatever the choice or the activity is. And you have meetups for everything, including card playing, dancing, wine tasting, traveling, maybe some business networking, all sorts of things. So all you have to do is go online and type in meetup.com. Go in, and it usually asks you what is your preference, what is it that you desire to do, to see if there's a local meetup group. And maybe if there isn't one, start one. That's a great opportunity for you to meet with people. Normally they meet at not at anybody's home. I mean, there are some meetup groups that do meet at each other's homes, but for the most part, they meet up at local businesses, coffee shops, wine tasting events, jazz events, concert events, any kind, you know, wherever, the park, wherever. So just think about it. Anything you can think of, there's a meetup group out there. It's a kind of life. It's kind of like signing up for activities in an active adult retirement community, but right in your own area, rather. And then let's talk about Boomer Vacation Getaways. Many of the large 55-plus communities offer reasonably priced vacation getaways to visit their communities for 2 or 3 days. That Boomer Vacation Getaways, I would put in on the search engine on the Internet, just put in Boomer Vacation Getaways or I would even say senior citizens vacation getaway and see what you can come up with. Or if you know of a great agency, traveling agency, use them to and become familiar with them and their techniques and their services, and use them to travel. The next event that I will be talking about is companionship as a whole. One of the ones that I have become an ambassador for is called Stitch.net. And Stitch understands that there are many types of companions as there are people. But while some people are looking for romance, others just want a friend with whom they can share their lives. So everything is not about dating. Everything is not about, you know, it's about having someone to be with, someone to share good times with, to someone to share memories, make memories with. And so one activity partner or multiple dinner companions, the choice is yours. So Stitch is more than an online dating. So go to online to Stitch, STITCH.net, and use the referral code JH to receive a discount on your verification fee. Yes, everyone is verified prior to becoming a member of Stitch, which makes it a great opportunity for us seniors. Boomerly is another one. Boomerly is the place where baby boomers can go to meet like-minded people. So whether you're looking for love, a meaningful friendship, an activity partner, a roommate, they actually offer roommate services to pair up with, or someone to travel with, www.boomerly.com. Now, they're still in the process of setting their website up for the boomerly.com, for that portion of it, but she has another section that's just for baby boomers where you can go just to read her blog and some suggestions. And she talks about a lot of things that affects us in this third act of life. So I say to you, permit your inner child to come out and play, and let us just jump back into life. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about the plans for the next few weeks. For the next few weeks, we're going to continue our journey in inspiring you and baby boomers and fellow seniors to motivate you to get out and about, to motivate you to lift your head up, keep your spirits up, and be encouraged in all that you do, feel free to contact me at any time, as I said at the beginning of my show. But also know that there are opportunities and activities and friendships to be had. All we have to do is go out the door. And for those of us that are unable to go out the door, there's still friendships to be had and things to do on the internet. So for you, those of you who do not have internet, maybe you can get together with a family member or a friend and just, you know, learn how to become more proficient on searching for what your desire is, or even for those of you that are proficient, using the internet to entertain yourself, to keep your keep a smile on your face, and to keep your head lifted up. Now, I truly want to thank and appreciate all of you for taking the time to listen and participating in the sharing in this dance of redefining who we, the baby boomer generation, who we are, and how our spirits dance. I just want to let you know that I appreciate all of you. I really do. When I look at my stats for my show, I'm amazed at how many have either listened in or archived the show. And I really appreciate that. I just want to say that and know that I do. My soul, I'm your host. My name is Free. And join us every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. for a Premier General, where there's always something good on the menu and a great meal topic. Keep aging to live, keep moving, and keep dancing. And I will talk to you next week. I want you to reach out to everyone.
Is it the time?
Reach out, everyone. Spring is coming. Have an awesome, awesome weekend. Enjoy some sun and hopefully some warmer temperatures for those of you that enjoy that. And most importantly, be blessed.